Ritter, how are you?
I'm good. Fairly good.
Good. We'll start out there. Ventura County Credit Union CEO, how are you? You're from my neck of the woods, actually.
I am. San Diego.
So.
Yeah, I used to live in San Diego, now live in Ventura, which is kind of Central Coast, just below Santa Barbara, and it's been really wet there, but we need it.
Oh, yeah. So, I think our drought is officially over, they say.
I hope so. It's been a tough 7 years.
I'm tired of watering my lawn just on Wednesday and Saturday, and that's it, you know? What's left of my lawn.
In Santa Barbara, they wouldn't let you water your lawn at all.
At all? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's talk about something good here.
Yes.
The GAC.
Yeah.
Enough of water. Hey, what's the show about? What are you hearing? At the show so far.
Boy, the turnout's fantastic.
Record attendance?
5,000 people. You know, I think there's, when you get more investment of people's personal time, I think people are beginning to understand that it's up to each one of us individually, that we can make a difference. And in this political season now, which I can't explain or understand, there's got to be a little bit of fear that we don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm.
Go see your congressman or congresswoman
mm-hmm.
before you absolutely need them to ask for something.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Let's go develop a relationship. And I think CUNA's really stepped up their game in the last 4 or 5 years. I think Bill Cheney did a great job,
yep.
And Jim is really doing a wonderful job that way.
I agree. Look at this place. I mean, it's packed out here.
It is.
Great turnout. Hey, you talked about, before we started recording, about a session that you went to with Kat Cole and
yes.
some marketing stuff she was talking about. Did you want to address
that
a little bit?
Yeah, she was really fascinating. So Kat is in branding.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time when branding, there was anything that, like, grab onto it. But with her, you could see where it was important to brand, but it was also really important to execute. And then if you do both of those, your organization, and in her case it was Hooters or it was Cinnabon, right? And she found ways to improve the brand and execute that, and there was unbelievable growth. I think she said she doubled the size of Cinnabon in 3 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is. And how she did it, she was about to make a big mistake, because everybody was after her because there's too much sugar in the Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she said, wait a minute, that's why everybody goes to
yeah.
us. You know, it's that delicious devil treat.
That you get addicted to and
right.
can't
so,
have enough of.
Yeah, so she found another way of doing it, and she had the guts to say no to the effort that was going to cut down on all the sugar.
Mm-hmm. Smart girl.
And then expanded the brand into Burger King, and then they started doing Cinnabon coffee, and it was brilliant.
Wow.
It really
okay.
was.
Okay, very cool. And something that credit unions can certainly learn from and adapt.
Absolutely. We can...
You know, not that you guys are going to be serving Cinnabons. And
yeah, but there's some Cinnabon in all credit unions, too.
Okay.
You know, there's sometimes when we are afraid to take a step and get off the train track a little bit and do something different.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, talking about the shaking up a little bit here, membership growth relationship to community involvement. What is the relationship here? Where do we go from here?
So I went to Ventura County Credit Union about 8 years ago. So it was a community-based credit union,
mm-hmm.
but they really weren't doing a deep dive in the community. So I made the decision and had great support from the board and my management team to say, you can't be community-based and then not go to community events.
Yeah.
And so...
To go hand in hand.
We are at a ton of community events. We put money behind it, resources behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And, for instance, on the employee level, we give you 40 hours a year to take away from work and go give it to a nonprofit in the county.
Oh, very cool.
And it's interesting. So I had some people say, gee, I wish I could afford to do that at my credit union. You can if you want to, if you're really committed.
Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
what you'll find out is the people that go out to the community, Habitat for Humanity, the local food bank,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, the Red Cross, when they come back, they're a different employee. So I've looked at the people who do community giving a lot, my employee staff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's lower sick time. It's a higher rated employee from a team building standpoint.
Right, right.
They're all in. They don't just talk about it. It's a united front. And they come back a better employee. I know I'm on the board of Food Share, which is the food bank for Ventura County. And I go and I separate food once every other week. And mm-hmm. so we have about a dozen employees that do it with us, separate the food, spend mm-hmm. a couple hours. And when you come back, you feel better about yourself. Mm-hmm. I know it's corny, but you really do. I even took, my son was living with me for a while. He's 25 years old. And I took him with me. And when we went home, the first thing we argued about was who separated more food. So we're kind of competitive.
There you go.
And then the other thing was, he said, you know, thanks, Dad. I realized that there's another side of myself that I haven't been touching enough. And mm-hmm. that is, I just need to give back for the sake of giving back.
Mm-hmm. And who knows what dividends come back to you, you know? I mean, obviously, the employee, the morale, and all that type of the productivity,
absolutely.
All that type of stuff, you can't, I don't know if you can really measure that, but it's there. You can see it. You can feel it.
Yeah. It's you can measure it a little bit in sick time
yeah.
and absenteeism
yeah.
and all that. But you can just look and see, and it's no accident that your best mm-hmm. employees are the ones who are really living the brand,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they buy in, and...
Well, and don't you think that's kind of infectious in a way, in a good way?
Oh, absolutely.
Other employees see that and go, wow, I should have done that this past weekend. Well, next opportunity, there you go, you're out there.
I was going to go to our dining room, and I heard a conversation in the dining room, so I just stayed outside where they couldn't see me. So one employee was kind of going, he was new, and they're going, yeah, the CEO, really? Oh, come on, that's just BS, this, I'm going to go help Habitat for Humanity. I'm going to go to the food bank. Like, okay, leaders aren't like that. And then I'm still outside where nobody can see me. And a couple of employees said, no, you don't get it. Joe's different. He's really all in. And we are all in, too. And the guy just kind of went like this. And then finally one of the employees said, hey, it's okay if you don't get it, but whatever you do, don't quit and stay. Because one of Joe's rules are, the people who hurt you aren't the people who quit and leave. They're the people who quit and stay.
Oh.
And I'm going like, okay, wow. Touchdown.
Yeah.
Because
oh my gosh.
That's what you want. You want people to buy into what you want to
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, it's community giving.
Mm-hmm.
And when the employees are telling another employee, new employee, hey, it's okay if you don't buy in, but just don't stay. And that person left within 2 weeks. And that's cool.
Oh, good.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Well, and good for that other person, too. You know, it's like,
yeah.
it wasn't a fit.
Yeah.
So let's go find another, let's get the round hole, in the round peg in the round hole and not the
Yeah, and we've turned it into, when we interview staff, new employees, if they don't ask us about our culture, we normally don't hire them. Because what that means is they're just looking for a job and they don't care
yeah.
what the culture is.
Just want to clock in and clock out.
Yeah, and I don't, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
I'd rather wait longer and get the right employee
mm-hmm.
than just take
Smart.
The first person that has a heartbeat.
Yep. Smart. And again, that's got to be totally infectious for the rest of the
yes.
staff too. And
yeah.
so it just kind of built on itself. Very cool. All right. I want to switch to what keeps you awake at night. Being a credit union CEO these days has got to be a very daunting task
yeah.
with all the changes in technology, the regulations,
the cybersecurity keeps
fraud.
Me up.
Oh my goodness.
And just how you just spend an unbelievable amount of money on better security, and yet at the same time you're saying, you know, it's probably just a matter of time before there's some kind of hack in or something, and I know I need to spend more money, but you can spend an endless amount of money
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
And then, so that kind of keeps me up, and then most CEOs that I talk to or leaders that I talk to are psychologically insecure about their decisions. So like out in front, you make the decision, and yes, that's the way we're going.
Mm-hmm.
But at night,
was that the right thing to do?
Yeah,
oh,
God,
wow.
your head goes down and go, I wonder if that was the right thing. How about, and you replay it and replay it.
Yeah.
I never realized, you know, they said Michael Jackson said he couldn't sleep at night, that he couldn't turn the music off.
Hmm.
And so that's why he needed the help
oh,
that he got.
I see.
And
yeah.
let's just assume that that's right.
Right.
In the last 5 or 10 years as CEO, I've realized that there's sometimes when I can't turn the music off, when I can't go to sleep, or I wake up in really early in the morning and it's game on and you go over every decision that you make.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how healthy that is, but it's a part of the job.
Sounds like it's the nature of the beast type of thing.
It really is. So you gotta find a way to manage that as well.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective. I've never heard that before. Yeah. So it's refreshing. I mean, it sounds like it's a normal human, I guess, concern.
Yeah, I don't know how many other CEOs, some that I've talked to that will actually tell you the truth, yeah, kind of go through the same thing. And it throws your eyes to the back of your head at times.
Wow. All right, man. Well, on that note, 2017, based on what's happened so far, how do you see it? What's the outlook? I know government-wise, it's kind of a coin toss, but...
I don't trust the political environment. It's not just Donald Trump is a different kind of president.
Oh yeah.
He's very much into disruption, and I'm a little frightened over the look at changing the tax code, and I'm hoping we don't get thrown in a smoke-filled room at 11 o'clock at night. And
you got to make a decision?
Well, no. Credit unions become taxed.
Oh,
credit unions above a certain level will become taxed.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why I'm so happy that there's 5,000 people here. We got to protect our tax status.
And you'll be marching on the Hill on Wednesday to send out that message.
Absolutely.
Wow. Joe, this has been quite the education.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming by.
All right, anytime.
I appreciate the time. That was fun.
All right.
That was really fun. Thank you for the insight.
All right.